Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Al Larson.
And it's time for a news brief. No punk news today. So, wait, is the word punk used in this
yes.
at all?
Yes, punk oh, is man. Mentioned.
Punk Daily! Story. Punk Daily tonight! All right. So, of course, everybody's talking about Adam Copeland's AEW debut last night. Edgy Adam. And yeah. we've got some backstage detail on that details on that particular debut. Larson, what do we got?
So, of course, after 25 years in WWE, Radar superstar Edgy Adam Copeland is now All Elite. Fightful Select has some details on Copeland's WWE departure, with sources telling them that by the start of the summer, it's clear. Edge, on his way out.
Out of here.
WB sources add that, quote, Copeland left on good terms, but we welcome back the company if he ever returned. As far as how Copeland fits within AEW, a source, talent within the company, told Fightful that Copeland could be, quote, filling the gap that CM Punk left behind, and that he'll be helpful and not cause any issues internally. Quote here continues, that person did reiterate that Punk himself had been helpful to many within the company as well.
People who wanted to benefit from the Phil learning tree could get their fill of veteran knowledge. People who didn't really want to sit under that tree, oh boy, some finger wagging.
Oh, Phil, yeah. He disapproved. You will sit under my learning tree.
You will.
Or banish from collision.
Right, or I'll throw an apple from that tree at your face. Edge, on the other hand, seems to be, he'll probably be a little bit more diplomatic with that, I would imagine. Wouldn't you be shocked? Wouldn't you be surprised if anybody was like, oh man, I don't know about bringing this guy in. You know what I mean?
Know.
He just seems like a nice guy.
Well, he doesn't have the reputation. I mean, like, Punk had a reputation that preceded him, you know, of being a bit prickly.
Yeah,
being moody, grumpy at times.
Yes, yeah,
and wanting to be viewed as locker room leader, whether he was bestowed that title by the locker room or not.
Ornery, yeah.
As far as I know, Adam Copeland doesn't have that reputation, doesn't view himself as such. And I would imagine, because of that, may not create the same level, if any, problems within AEW that Phil Brooks did.
You know, I know you and I had criticized a couple of his like last promos, the one with him and Sheamus when they had that last match on SmackDown.
I mean, really, yeah, I know, but his promos are long.
Right, but here's the thing about it. So from like a viewer standpoint, it's like, God, this is long. If you actually watch, he's having a lot of fun with Sheamus.
Yeah, totally.
He's having a good time rapping back and forth with the guy. And he just can't help but think, oh, man, he just seems like a really pleasant person. Not necessarily the kind of promo I want to see on my TV, but seems like he's a nice guy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, a bit self-indulgent when it comes to the promo work. But, yeah, he, again, by all accounts, based on reputation, based on stories we heard, seems like a decent dude.
Yeah, and good, and not surprising to hear that he left on good terms with the company. You know, interesting though, by the start of the summer, you know, by I guess June or whatever, he was like, "Yeah, I'm done. You guys, like, you're doing nothing here. You jumped me out of Judgment Day. You wanted to make it a supernatural thing. That sucked. So I got jumped out of it, and now like I'm just sort of stuck. I'm having a random match with Sheamus. You know?
Yeah, that's my goodbye."
As my goodbye. You know, they made a big deal about it,
though.
They did.
Like,
they
did the 25 years of Edge and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that was nice.
And they let him have his, you know, his farewell WWE match in his hometown.
He's already in the Hall of Fame as a solo guy.
There's literally nothing else for him to do in WWE, unless he's really just going to win the Universal Championship, because that's literally the only world title he hasn't won. I guess the World Heavyweight Championship, the new one, since they brought that up. But
yeah,
I mean, he's won every other belt they have.
That's probably not going to, you know, I could see, I don't know, 5 years from now, he shows up just to, hey, what's up, everybody? A legend segment or something like that. Yeah, exactly. So good for him. Hopefully he's able to find something interesting to do there in AEW. There's a lot of titles there he hasn't won.
He hasn't won any of them, Steve.
None.
Zero.
But there's like, but there's a ton of titles there.
Between AEW and Ring of Honor?
Do you think he'll win a title before the end of 2023?
No.
There's a lot of titles there.
It's only 2 months.
There's a lot of titles. Okay.
I don't know how long his deal's for. We haven't heard word about that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he wins the title you know, I'll take that back. Slim chance. At Full Gear, he beats Christian for that TNT title. Slim chance. I think they should push on that.
I don't think it's slim. I think it's the whole reason Christian won in Seattle against Darby.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want. Personally, I don't want Christian to lose it because he's doing such great work.
You don't need a title to do that great work, man. He might be better without the title. I don't know. He's really good with that title.
He is really good with the title.
Let's talk about this because this made the thumbnail. Tony Khan talking about Jade Cargill's AEW departure. So he was asked last night during the media scrum while Christian Cage wasn't giving shit to Brian Alvarez about Jade Cargill's Christian was giving shit to those other guys. He asked him about he's like, ooh, did you give me a star rating tonight? Alvarez says, I don't do that. You know who does do that? Steven Larson.
Yes. Not to be confused with those other star ratings. You have to wait till Friday to get those.
Ours are those going up today? Like,
they're
five?
Like halfway done right now. I got 20 more minutes, bang, done.
We're going to compete with Raw on those. I like it.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So he was asked about Jade Cargill, and he offered up some insight into negotiations. Pretty interesting stuff from his point of view. He says this, I knew Jade's these transcripts come to you via Fightful. He says, I knew Jade's contract had been ticking down and we were talking about a new contract. And I was very interested in Jade coming back and we were having a negotiation. I made a very big offer and I thought it was a very fair offer. I think she was considering it. And then she asked for a bigger offer. And then I went up again and I kind of thought that was going to do it. Then it didn't, which I was surprised because, to be honest, I came to a number that was higher than her original ask. I don't know what I would have had to do at that point. I was a little surprised. I really did hope that she would come back. I think I tried to handle it when we were down to the nitty gritty and we were down to the final couple weeks and we still hadn't agreed to something. Then it was at the point where I said, if you aren't going to stay, I'm going to give you the best possible exit. I have only good things to say about Jade. I really enjoyed working with her. She was a great part of AEW. She is always welcome here. I tried to give her the best possible send-off I could. The classiest send-off I've ever seen in wrestling was, at the time, was when Ric Flair left the WWF. He did a match with Mr. Perfect, who was a natural person for him to wrestle, and that was it. He was gone. They didn't do anything to embarrass him or mess him up. They let him leave, and he was still Ric Flair. He wrestled the match against the person he should have, finished up, and left with not only his dignity and probably a better position than he came in. That's what I tried to do. I wanted to give her the best possible send-off. Interesting to hear about the negotiation with as little detail as he would offer up.
Yeah.
Couple offers and counter-offers. Larson, do you think that it simply came down with the limited information we have?
Of course.
Did it simply come down to what more was there to do with the limited amount that they devote to the women's division?
Oh, I'm sure that was a lot of it where, you know, AEW has shown that. Just look at the pay-per-view they just had Sunday. 14 matches, one women's match. There was a mixed tag match as well. And you look at some, like NXT had an entire episode where every match with either a women's match or a mixed tag match. An entire episode. Yep. You look at WWE pay-per-views. More often than not, let's say WWE's booking in the women's division is perfect. More often than not, most shows, most pay-per-views, multiple women's matches. Yep. Women are featured more prominently on Raw and SmackDown. Again, not perfect.
Yep.
Far more prominently than they have been historically in AEW. You have that plus the potential opportunities working with WWE, given they are the brand name professional wrestling, the opportunities for acting work, sponsorship work, just opportunities across pop culture in WWE that AEW, for the most part, just doesn't have access to at this point. And if Jade is looking to be not only a huge wrestling star, but a huge star, period, at this point, WWE makes a lot of sense. And she's going to make a ton of money doing all that.
I wonder, my only, because I agree with everything you said. I wonder if she was given more of a prominent role with the other prominent women in the company, if that would have swayed her at all. If she might have thought, you know what, with what they're doing with me, I can obtain certain opportunities, maybe not on the level of WWE, but certainly within what AEW is doing. I mean, you know, being such a strong partner with WBD could present opportunities.
Totally.
Cody had the Go Big Show, obviously.
Yeah.
Things like that could present themselves. But I'm on this streak that means kind of nothing because I'm not mixing it up with the Soraya's, with the Tony Storms, with Britt Bakers. Exactly. And that doesn't seem to be, you know, changing at all. And you look at what they're doing with in WWE with the big merger and everything's got to be big. It seems like a no-brainer. And I wonder just how much had to do with, well, this is what they're using me. Like, I wonder if there's a perfect world where she was used absolutely to perfection in AEW and she saw sort of the benefit of that and the fruits of that labor.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen to her in her, she's in the press round, of course, after she signed with WWE and listen to her talk in multiple interviews about wanting to create these huge opportunities on the largest stage. And, you know, I know AEW's come a long way in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Largest stage professional wrestling is still WWE's, namely WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know, sure. All In was a massive success for AEW, but until they can replicate that on an annual basis, it ain't WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, say what you will about AEW, it still does not have the platform that WWE has.
I wonder if it was a real push and pull, given that there seemed to be some back and forth with the negotiations of Jade was measuring out, okay, I'll be making this much in WWE. If I make, I don't know, one time, you know, 1.5 times that in AEW, would it be worth it? I don't know who would have presented the largest offer. Yeah. Obviously, WWE has more money, but it's possible Tony Khan saw the real value in Jade Cargill and the real value in her not going to WWE, yeah, because you look at how they're treating her already, yeah, and it's a pretty big deal. They're getting a lot out of the work that, yes, AEW put in,
yep,
much like it was back in the WCW, WWF days.
Totally.
You know, talent changing hands. It's a really great time in wrestling where people have these options, mm-hmm, and the fans get to witness these. Will they or won't they? Where are they going to go? That was one of the more exciting aspects of, you know, the Monday Night Wars,
absolutely,
era.
Absolutely.
Is where are people going to go? We'd get on scoops.net and get the latest, Larson.
And then half that would never come to fruition.
That's right. Of course, back then, scoops.net probably had a lot about Kevin Nash, the Wolfpack, et cetera, et cetera. He had a lot to say about a rumor, and this one is firmly in rumor territory.
Yes, this is like gossip territory, not even rumor.
This is gossip, yeah.
This is gossip. This is completely unsubstantiated rumors.
National Enquirer status.
Popping, yeah, up on wrestling internets. So, of course, yeah, so the rumor we're talking about is Triple H and Stephanie McMahon were facing some marital difficulty. Mm-hmm. Perhaps divorce was on the horizon. Well, Kevin Nash, mm-hmm, apparently saw these rumors and reached out to his good friend, The Game, to check in on him, make sure everything was all right, like a good friend, yeah, should.
Oh, absolutely. If I saw on one of these, I'm not going to name them, but one of these wrestling sites, one of these Twitter accounts that says, you know, Ann Larson and Mrs. Larson, you know, have decided to separate, I'd probably get on the phone and I'd probably get on the Zoom one of these days, be like, you know, scoopswrestling.net has this article about your marriage, man. Anything you'd like to tell me?
No.
Well, this is what Kevin Nash
have marital trouble. They're lying to you.
This is what Kevin Nash had to say. These transcripts come to you via wrestlingnews.co. He says, my phone blew up because I guessed it must have come out around 3 or 4. My phone blows up and I'm thinking, oh God, who died? Wrestling news or whatever. I'm opening it up. I haven't talked to Paul in a week. So I'm thinking like, well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure if the divorce was considered to be filed, it might have been something we talked about. I guess that was more important at that point. So I texted Paul. I said, you okay? Everything all right? I'm here if you need anything. And he's just like, what's happening in my life? I said, social media says that you're splitting with Stephanie and you guys are getting a divorce. He responds to me, fuck it. I wish somebody would have told me before I got dragged to this JV football game and my girl's fucking cheerleading. He says, I just love to find out about what's going on in my life through the internet. And I'm sure that probably would upset me because he finally probably has a day off where it's like family time. And he's like, no, man, it's like some trolls got to fuck with you on your day off. He's going to see his daughter in the game, cheering in the game. Steph probably that morning said, you going to go to that shithole today? You going to go come to the game with me, Paul? And yeah, you got to deal with life in the public eye. I mean, what are you going to do? So I would think that's probably... Well, here's the thing also about Triple H and Stephanie. When I saw this rumor, I thought to myself, number one, I recognize the outlet as being not one that has a good record,
yeah,
or any record.
Yeah.
But number two, they are a high-profile, very public couple. Mm-hmm. I suspect if they were ever to split, they probably put out a public statement because that's oftentimes what you see these days.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman and his longtime spouse recently broke up. They released a public statement. Triple H and Stephanie, being where they are in the world of the business of professional wrestling, yeah, you would think they'd probably put out a public statement. But, you know, a podcast bit from Kevin Nash, probably just as good. I'd release my public statement through Hilton. That's what I would
do. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's I'd say, Hilton, can you you know, record a quick video where you announce that me and Lacey have broken up?
From the desk of a regional Emmy Award winner. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so sad about this, man. I can't believe this. I'd just be crying.
Steve here struggling at the marriage thing.
Exactly. From the desk of struggling Brian Hilton.
Yeah. There you go.
So good to know all is
so
well.
So rumored
in the world
debunked
because...
courtesy of Big Sexy.
Debunked. Yeah. Debunked. What other rumors will he debunk? Was DDP ever actually going to join the Wolfpack on TV?
See, that would be something I'd be interested in hearing about.
We should see if there's like a question, a question thread for his podcast.
Should.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this episode of Pro Wrestling News Brief. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Give hit the thumbs up. Oh, get the subscribe button. This is the channel where we need the subscribes up. Yeah.
Well, subscribe to all our channels. We have two.
We have two of them. We got star ratings going up later on today. Yeah, very shortly.
Soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.